Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Hey, Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 360, recorded from the DeFauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, and sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Michael?
Doing good, Pods.
That's good. This week, we're joined by Zach from Ohio. Zachary, how are you today?
Doing great. Doing great.
Yeah, living the dream.
Living the dream, always. Getting ready for the snowstorm.
Get the shovel all greased up, ready to go.
Ready to go.
You have a snowblower, Zach?
No. I just drive through it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm one of those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a big driveway?
No, not really. Probably. No. I don't even know how long it is. Probably maybe 15 yards.
That's a lot. That's not short, though. That's 45 feet.
Yeah.
Do you worry about shoveling your driveway, Michael?
No,
you don't have to worry about that.
No,
you still have to like just brush the grass clippings off when you mow your lawn in January.
Yeah, blow it.
When's the last time you cut your grass?
Funny you ask. This week I actually did it.
Ooh, did you get a lot?
Didn't really need it. Nice little trim because it's not growing at all.
How's that new mower treating you?
It's nice.
Yeah. Do you have a bag on it or do you just mulch it?
I mulch it.
Yeah, and you don't have to collect the clippings and everything.
What kind did you get?
I got a steel.
The battery one, right?
Yeah, it's a battery, and it's like goes on itself, so it can go up to like 4 miles an hour, so you can pretty much glide it.
Self-propelled.
The grass here is so thick; it's so hard to push a lawnmower through it.
You're happy with the purchase, though?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, those throwaways, you can't use those throwaways.
Not down because of the...
Not on the St. Augustine.
The grass must just kill those blades after a season. Must dull it out because that grass is so thick.
Yeah, I mean, I felt mine. I didn't feel any burrs because the guy said as long as you don't feel any burrs, then you don't have to really file it down.
Yeah, well, that's good. I wonder about that because that grass is... It's like stemmy and woody. Like
yeah.
Even when you walk on it, sometimes it like
hurts. You can hear it crunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Same thing at like Disney. Sometimes you walk on the grass like at the resorts, and it's like it's so different from what I'm used to up here. Zach, you're probably the same. You probably have the same kind of grass as me.
Yeah.
Not that Bermuda and what do you have, St. Augustine, Mike?
It's like
Bermuda and St. Augustine. Yep.
Yeah.
They're going to grow some zoysia, though, Pods.
Zoysia grass. You were saying that. You were talking to the superintendent?
Yep. He's going to try it on a couple tee boxes to see how it takes.
That stuff, you could see people up here, they have it in their lawns, and it turns like as like yellow as straw, like as soon as like October hits.
Oh, does it?
And it doesn't get green till June.
Yeah, that's ugly.
But it stays green from like June through September. It's perfect. You don't have to water it. Like, it can be 100 degrees, no rain.
Oh, really?
And it doesn't burn out. Yeah, it stays really, really green in the summer. So there are advantages, but it's not a great one for up here because, you know, 3-4 months, it looks like crap. Zach,
especially if you have those old bitty HOA ladies walking around.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that in the HOA. You don't want that in the HOA, that's for sure. What else is new? You been playing any golf? You said you got some new, like, crazy Al Chervik devices
for practicing. Yeah. I just got the sticks, the training sticks in today.
The training sticks, those things are that's a scam.
Oh.
Not that they work, but the amount you pay for them.
No, didn't I tell you the ones that I got? Because I have the ones that you can get up north at Home Depot for.
Yeah, for the plowing.
Yeah, for the plowing.
Yeah, because those are like $1.50.
Yeah, I had a couple guys.
And you go to like Golfer's Warehouse, and they're like $20 for a set of two.
I had two guys who were from like Wisconsin, and they said something. I bet you don't know what this is. I said, yeah, those are like for the mailboxes when you plow. Like, oh, how do you know? I go, because I'm from, lived in Minnesota, blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, you can't get those down here. And the guy, like, handed them to me. He's like, here, take them. He's like, I can go back up to Wisconsin and get them for, like, a few bucks. So, like, I offered him, like, $5. He's like, no, just take them. But, no, these are, they come with two training sticks. But one of them you can bend down to a 45-degree angle, and you put it in the ground. So when I'm working on my chipping, you keep the path so you're not taking it inside.
I've seen those. So it's not like a swing stick per se.
No, no.
No alignment stick or whatever, yeah.
No.
Yeah, because I sell those at work, the plow stakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get them for super cheap. And I was thinking I should start selling them on eBay in the summer as like swing alignment sticks.
Why not?
For like $3 a piece. Make some nice margin. You gotta be entrepreneurial here. I gotta ask: are either of you guys the big news story? You retail investors? Are you buying GameStop, Zach?
So I bought Nokia, BlackBerry, and AMC.
Yeah,
but I did it. I actually got it at the right time, and I got out at the right time. I got lucky.
So you made a little bit of scratch there.
A little bit. I didn't get too crazy because I didn't know what was gonna happen. So, yeah. I mean, that could have backfired in a hurry. So I was
it depends on how much you put in. If you put in a couple $100 and you don't care about losing it, like you go to a casino playing blackjack, if you put your life savings in, it could be a problem.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that, Bill?
I can't figure it out. I've watched Fox Business. I've watched CNBC. I've watched YouTube videos. And I still can't figure out what the heck this GameStop thing is.
So they basically found out that at least one big hedge fund.
They shorted crap. They
shorted it by like 160% or something like that. So they bought like so much on a short, or they borrowed it. So they knew when it was coming up. So when you short something, there's a timetable on it. And you have to sell it by this time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like you have to give those shares back to the person you borrowed it from by a certain timeline. There's an end date on it. So they found this end date, and they said, if we just keep buying and raising the price up and hold it until today, which Friday is when we're recording this,
mm-hmm.
then they have to buy it back. That's the latest they could go. So they have to buy it at that high price. And they lost like, supposedly it was like $13 billion or something. Billions. Which is crazy. And then people get all butthurt, but it's all legal. They didn't do anything wrong.
They did to them what that company normally does. So they just
did the opposite. Right. The reverse of it. Yeah. I don't know. I get too nervous. Like I look at it and I downloaded Robinhood earlier this year just for fun.
Mm-hmm. What's the point of that?
Robinhood?
Yes.
You could buy stocks without paying a fee, a brokerage fee.
Oh, yes. So it's just like any other online like brokerage house.
But there's no fee per trade. Except they're shady, and obviously
they're getting a lot of heat right now.
They got a lot of heat, but even before that, I guess you don't get the best deal. Whatever, regardless, I'm not an expert. I don't know a lot about it, but I did it just kind of to play around. I was wanted to get into like some of the cryptocurrencies and put a little money in that and just see what happens. So I just did that, and I just been looking at it, and for a couple of days, you couldn't even search. Yeah. To see the price on some of these stocks that they were like the AMC and the Nokia, you couldn't like you searched the stock symbol in that app and it just didn't come up at all. And then they put a buying freeze on it. You could only sell. You couldn't buy, which is insane that they did that. And then they found out like this, the Robinhood's in bed with this big investment firm that was one of the bigger ones with the short, and it's just all everything's crooked.
It sounds like Robin.
Dave Portnoy was fired up.
He was killing Cohen. He was really on with Stuart Varney earlier this morning. He was not happy.
Oh yeah, he was going after the Mets guy, right? Steve Cohen.
Yeah, Steve Cohen. Yeah,
they were going back and forth on Twitter. It was funny because I was watching that in real time on Twitter because I follow Portnoy, and he like commented something, and then Cohen goes, "Let's take this offline."
Take it offline. It, yeah,
I did see that. I don't do offline. He's like a legit, like if you look at a sports book in like England, he's a legit like favorite to become president in 2024.
Really?
Dave Portnoy. He's like plus 2,000, which isn't crazy odds if you think about it.
That'd
right
be
now.
Interesting.
President of what? The United States?
The United States of America. Yes, Dave Portnoy.
That's ridiculous.
Can you imagine him coming out of the White House? Okay, Frankie, one bite. Everyone knows the rule.
I wonder what he would run as. He's always said he's not.
I know what he'd run as.
You know what he's run as, but I don't know if he'd actually do it.
At this point, why not?
Because I look at the past president, and I say you got to be out of your mind to want to do that, especially as a private citizen.
Yeah.
Career politicians eat it up, but for some schmuck like you and I,
I don't know
out of your mind to want to do that job.
He's worth so much money now. Like
he was worth so much money before.
He was, but in 2020. Like his personal value, like what he's worth to somebody as a media, whatever he is, has just skyrocketed.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like it's insane.
But again, he's not going to spend it all. He can't spend it all.
No, but he's also an egomaniac. So I could see him running for president as a publicity stunt and then garnering some actual traction and then not knowing what happens if he actually has a chance to win it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Almost probably what happened to Trump. I wonder if Trump actually wanted to win, and then he got the right people in his corners in 2016. They started pushing him in the directions, and then actually happened. And then now he's elected, and what can you do at that point? I mean, you hear the stories about Melania like crying when she found out that he won, and not for happy reasons. I don't know. Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer of the week this week?
Wow.
So this is from Graysale Brewing out of Westerly, Rhode Island. It's a Dave's Coffee Stout.
I was just thinking, this is really going to offend a lot of Mike's buddies out there that listen to this.
What, talking about Dave Portnoy?
Yeah, all his politics buddies.
That's true. We can't talk about Barstool, can we? So this is Dave's Coffee Stout from Graysale and Westerly. We're proud to partner with Rhode Island's premier coffee roaster to bring you Dave's Coffee Stout, a true Rhode Island collaboration. Our American stout infused with a blend of Ethiopian and Brazilian coffee roasted and blended here in Rhode Island by Dave's Coffee. I don't know what the alcohol is on this one. I don't see it on here. But regardless, speaking of Dave Portnoy, one sip, everybody knows the rules. Dave's Coffee Stout from Graysale. This one is very, very strong coffee flavor. Like it hits you right in the face with the coffee, which I like. Smells really good, like a nice black coffee. I'm going to go 8.1 with this one, Dave's Coffee Stout, 8.1. Pretty good score. I like this one. I'm a stout guy, though, so it's easy to get a pretty high score with a nice coffee stout from me. So it's not sweet at all. A lot of like the coffee stouts or the milk stouts are very sweet because they have like some sugars they use in the brewing. But this is super bitter, like black coffee, which is how I take my coffee. So I do enjoy it. It's very bitter. I like it a lot. Anything else you want to add here, Mike or Zach, before we take our first break? No.
Nope.
All right.
Negative.
We will be right back. Thank you. All right, we are back from break, episode number 360 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. This week we are talking with Zach from Ohio, who just got back from Walt Disney World. You had a little, what was it, about a 3-4 day trip?
Yeah, we went Thursday to Sunday. Well, we really weren't. We left Sunday morning, but okay. Pretty much there most of the day Thursday. And so, yeah, 3 days.
Can I say something? There, go ahead.
Here we go.
I just want to say with that song, the bass was fantastic where you hear the beady.
You like the steel drum and then a little bit of bass going on?
I like the bass. Yes, it was fantastic.
Yeah. So anyways, we'll steel drum. We'll get to the reason why you're hearing that song very shortly, but. Now this, I heard, and I don't know if this is true, you did not know where you were staying going into this?
Not a clue. Not until we, I drove, so we rented a car, but I drove. My wife gave me directions on where we were going. I didn't know until we pulled in.
Oh, so, you know, you got pretty close and you were still not sure where you were going. Once
we got close, it was down to two, and whenever we pulled in, I knew.
So. Yeah, so you ended up staying at Old Key West.
Yep.
And that's on the same road as like Port Orleans, right? If you go a little further, you'd be in Port Orleans.
Is, but it's closed right now.
That's true. I didn't think about it.
It was either between that or Saratoga.
Yeah, which is close as well.
Yeah.
So what did you think of Old Key West?
So when we left, whenever we left on Sunday, I would put it in my top three resorts on property. I really would. I thought it was amazing.
The rooms are so nice. They're so big there because it was the original DVC, and they really made them as like big family. It seems like, you know, they were really trying to make it a big, you know, bigger room, big, you know, trying to expand it. And they kind of changed that a bit in the newer DVCs, but. I mean, you remember that two-bedroom, Mike, that we stayed in, how big it was. It's so nice. And they recently refurbished them, so it probably was pretty up-to-date as well, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say it might be double the size of just a normal room.
Yeah. And you were in a studio?
Yep. Yeah. And two queen beds. It had a small little kitchen area where you had like a mini fridge and microwave and all that stuff, sink. And the bathroom was really big, and we had a nice little patio. We were on the first floor, but you could still – we looked out. I don't know what hole it was at what golf course is that on? Lake Buena Vista. I don't know what hole it was, but we were the very south end of property, so whatever hole that was. But just look right out into the fairway.
Nice. It might be the building that you, like, hit a nice driver off of, right, Mike?
Yeah, but I hit the roof, not Zach's.
That's true. It wasn't the first floor. You were safe on the first floor.
There were some people that weren't, though.
No, I'm sure. How close? You said the south end. That doesn't mean anything to me. How close to like the main lobby and everything were you?
So
on that end or on kind of a different area?
No, we were in a different. We were probably about as far away as you could get. Okay. But I think the walk was still only about maybe 12 minutes or so. But it was a nice walk, and whenever we were there, the temperatures were in the 60s, low 70s, so it made it even better.
So with those temps, I'm guessing you didn't really use the pool or anything while you were there.
No, we didn't, but there were definitely people still using it. I mean, if you come down from this part of town, this time of year, it feels like summer.
I mean, that's the kind of resort that I feel like you don't even. I think we said it when we were there, Mike, that you don't even feel like you're in Disney. You just feel like you're at like a resort where you just hang out. I mean, they have the shuffleboard, they have the basketball courts, the
amenities are second to none.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, they don't have great restaurants, but they have the huge hot tub, the pool, they have the sauna there.
So I will say it was nice. So we ate everywhere there, like at all the places. We got to go at Olivia's. So they have a to-go thing right now where you can order off the app and pick it up. We ate it to quick serve there for breakfast and lunch one day. And also,
did you get the shrimp cob salad that Mike was gushing about?
No, I got it was a mango rum pulled pork sandwich.
Sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it was really good with the homemade chips.
Mm.
Yeah, the homemade chips are fantastic, aren't they?
I love the homemade chips.
So good.
Yeah. But I even got something to drink at that bar one day.
The Gurgling Suitcase.
Gurgling Suitcase.
That's the best name for a bar at Disney, isn't it?
It's fantastic. That place is so place is so underrated because it's in a closet, literally.
Yeah, there's not a lot there, but the whole atmosphere of that area.
Fantastic, because that's you want to sit outside when you're at Old Key West. You don't want to sit in some loud bar.
Yeah, get that and sit at a picnic table right outside.
You didn't get the specialty cocktail, did you? They have a specialty cocktail, and then you can get it for two that comes like in a really big glass. Chris,
he probably got a Yingling on tap if I had to
guess. No, I didn't. I actually I got it might have been like strawberry lemonade.
You got mixed drink.
Oh, so you got a little girly girl.
Yeah, cocktail. But even better. I turned it. I asked them to make it frozen. So even more so.
Slushy. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. That's really good. It's really good.
That's good. Yeah. What did your wife have? She have a drink?
She doesn't drink.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't drink. No, she supports my habits.
That's good. That's very nice. I'm in the same boat. My wife doesn't drink as well.
I always get a nice designated driver all the time.
Yeah, it is helpful. It definitely is helpful. So that's good. So you you loved Old Key West. Did you spend a lot of time there? Because, I mean, you were there celebrating your daughter's birthday, so you have a one-year-old, so you got to spend a lot of time in the resort when you have a young one.
We actually didn't. She didn't want to be there. I mean, she wanted to be just walking around and stuff like that. So, we spent, I mean, of course, the nights there, but I don't think we only went back one time, I think, during the day.
She wasn't in the mood to relax. She just wanted to keep going in the stroller or whatever.
So that was, I mean, it was good for us, but I wouldn't mind if spending like 4 or 5 days there and taking a day and just staying there all day. I mean,
you weren't in a lock off, correct?
So I think it was
because it had a door, right?
It had a door, yeah.
Oh, is that the term for that? That's what that's called, a lock off?
Yeah.
Right, next door, one bedroom.
So next door is it's a one bedroom.
Right.
Oh, so that would make it a two bedroom.
So now if they were to do a two bedroom,
I see.
Yeah,
so
you just open that door.
Because I'll tell you that the only things I didn't like is was there anybody next to you in that room? Would be my next question.
I don't know. I don't think there was. There were people above.
You would know, trust me, because there was a family next to us in that first night. You could hear everything, and they weren't loud, but you could hear them going into the refrigerator. You could hear the kids walking across the hardwood floors. You could hear every single noise that night.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was just like I said, they weren't pains. It was just you could hear the noise. And the other thing I did not like was the configuration of the room.
What kind of room were you in? Were you in a studio?
Yeah, I was in a studio.
So what didn't you like about it?
I didn't like a small 32-inch TV. When you walk in and the bed's in front of you, and then I don't know which way, but like the TV was to my right. So it's like right, in between where you walk in and where you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it was over top of the dresser. And
it was on a dresser, but it was like a smaller. Yes.
Yeah. And it was.
Oh, so you like walk in the door and the beds are right in front of you.
And the beds are right in front of you, correct.
Oh,
and
so that's so different it's almost than like most the other rooms.
It's like a V shape.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. I mean, even like if you go into Pop or something like that, they got the 52-inch TV monitor.
They're almost too big in the values.
Yeah.
Like the Pop and like the All Stars, because the rooms are so small, like the TVs are almost too big. You can't even like look at them. They're too big.
And I think they have to have the small TV there because there's not a big wall there.
Because there's no room. Yeah, you're exactly right. Yep.
So you loved the two bedroom, but the studio you weren't in love with at Old Key West, Mike.
Right. Like I would even like a one bedroom. I just didn't like the one bedroom. I just configuration wise, it was just a little too goofy for me. Like Zach said, very spacious. They were big, and I like having a balcony.
Yeah, a lot of floor space. That's what helped with us. So we had a pack and play for our daughter, and we had a ton of room for it, and a ton of room for her to crawl around and run around.
Plus you have that you have that table there.
Yeah.
And it's not like in another room when you have a table and it takes up most of the floor space. You can barely notice that table being there.
It's nice having a lot of room, especially with a kid.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what'd you think of Olivia? Is that your first time having the food from there?
It was. So we had lunch there, but we got lunch to go. We ended up getting it, and we got off the bus and then walked it back to our room. But I think we both, whatever, the turkey, bacon, BLT, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But it was good. I mean, it really was. I mean, it was really good food. So we didn't stop there for breakfast or anything like that. We thought about it, but we didn't.
They have good breakfast there. Really good breakfast. I mean, you love their fried chicken.
That's your signature dish.
Right. But I mean, I had the shrimp and grits there, which are very good. And then the breakfast there is fantastic. I mean, it's like a classic breakfast, but they do it really well. I like Olivia's. If it wasn't so, like, if you don't have a car,
right,
staying on property, it's hard to get to. If it wasn't so hard to get to on the buses, that would be like up there with Grand Floridian Cafe as far as
Olivia's to me is very simple, but they do everything very, very well.
That's it. That's same.
I mean, that's like, all it is. It's simple, but they do it very well.
That's basically like Grand Floridian Cafe. Yep. They're not reinventing the wheel. They have some nice options, some things that are a little outside the box, but for the most part, it's, you know, the staples, the stuff you're going to expect to get. You got the burgers, you got the chicken, you got the omelets, you got the pancakes. But if it's all done right, you know, one or two little specialty items, it's great. They do a good job there. And I like the restaurant. I think it's a cool restaurant. I love the
atmosphere. It's such a cool restaurant.
I like where you wait and they have all the pictures of the original owners and everything.
Yeah.
Like the family pictures. Yeah.
A lot of people eating outside too. That little patio that they have there.
Yeah.
So.
That gift shop's nice too.
I think it's a great gift shop.
I like it. Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think we said, Mike, when we were there, like, that's the perfect resort to stay at when you have, like, older kids. Because then they can kind of go off and do their own thing. They can go play basketball or just explore the resort.
And then or they could take a boat over to downtown Disney and be gone for the afternoon.
Yeah, Disney Springs.
I don't think that boats are running.
They're not running right now, but you could.
And, right.
And they also, a lot of people renting those, whatever bikes they call them.
The Surrey bikes. That's fun. I did that at Port Orleans. We enjoyed that.
It would be interesting if they let you rent golf. I understand why they can't, because people would just take them out on the golf course. But that would be a neat place to be able to rent golf carts like the campground.
They could easily do it where you couldn't get on the golf course because they could GPS. They could fence them if they wanted to. But I think it's more because of the roads. They probably don't want you driving the golf cart.
They drive their whatever laundry people and up and down the roads all the time there. So it's like, well, put some more golf carts out. And I bet people would rent them. I mean, if it was like us and we're staying a 15-minute walk away, I'd hop in a golf cart and drive it up there, especially if it's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is that there's just too much traffic with the buses and the cars.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably
because that certainly is like you rented a car. That's definitely a car resort, I think, because obviously it's mostly DVC. And I think a lot of people rent a car when they come down there if they're staying there.
You get to drive right up to your room, too.
That is nice.
Yes,
that was nice being able to park at your room.
Yeah, I mean, we were literally right outside, like when we were playing golf, it was nice to be able to go out and just have the clubs right there and go to the course.
It's also nice the price point there. I mean, that's the by far the least expensive. I mean, it was the same price as staying at like Caribbean Beach.
Do you remember? Was this a cash trip or did you use points?
No, it was cash. So we used the Disney Visa discount. It was like 40% off, but it was like $260 or $270 a night.
That's pretty low. Yeah, for that.
I'm not going to tell you what I got it for, but I got an even better deal.
Did you rent through the?
Oh no! You know what? You know what? I bought them off through Dave's DVC.
I rented points. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it for like $1.95. But again, somebody was just trying to make a few bucks to
Right.
Yeah, get rid of their points.
To get rid of their points, yeah.
It's crazy, though, because if you think about what you pay for it and the square footage, just the price per square foot is so low there.
Yeah.
Because you got a huge room. Like I said, that's great. Like, even the one bedrooms or the two bedrooms for families with older kids, I think it's a perfect resort.
I think for the cost, too, I think that's a great resort to do the parks and do a little bit of rec. That's a, you know, that's a place where you don't feel guilty going to the parks all day because of what you're paying a night. Whereas if you pay, you know, if you're staying somewhere and it's $400-$600 a night, then, you know, you want to spend as much time as you possibly can at the resort. But like, you can do the mix of that and then, you know, having your family play tennis while you go play a round of golf or doing some other recreational things.
Yeah.
There's so much to do at that resort.
And in normal situation, when you're so close to Disney Springs, that's a great advantage too. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of opens up the restaurant. Like you say, the biggest downfall is the lack of like a signature and the only the one restaurant and the small quick serve. But if you bring Disney Springs into the mix, then you get that whole, you have the whole offering there, which is great. So besides Old Key West, what else you do on your trip?
So Thursday we went to Magic Kingdom for like maybe 2 hours or so.
What time did you get in?
We got to the resort at maybe 11:30 or so, and our room was ready. Like, we got notification, or my wife got a notification whenever we landed that the room was already ready at 10:30, which was awesome.
That's nice,
especially having a kid.
So you drove right up to the room. You didn't have to check in or anything.
Nothing. We did check in because we brought Magic Bands, but we wanted to try that Key to the World thing.
What? The what?
They got rid of Magic Bands. Like, they're not included in packages anymore.
Yeah, right. But you can still use yours.
What's
the Key to the World? I've never heard.
So
that's the phone thing, right?
No. Do you remember the old key cards? Where you used to get the room key and have like your ticket on it. That's what they give you now if you decline a Magic Band. So they brought those back.
Oh, so you actually get a room card is what you're saying. Yeah.
Mm. So we did that for about 30 seconds and we're like, yeah, we're using Magic Bands. It was so weird having to like pull it out.
Were you guys automatically checked in? Because I still like to do the old school check-in just to see if I can get a better floor or a closer locale. But when we went to the guard check and I showed him my ID, he's like, oh, welcome home, Mr. Hurley, blah, blah, blah. You're in building 28. Blah. So we already had everything assigned to us.
So did we, but we needed to get the key card to get in.
You got to get that at the front desk.
Right. They don't send them to you ahead of time.
But your bands, that's right. You wanted one because I was going to say your bands are automatically linked, I would assume, too, right?
Yeah. So we ended up just using our Magic Band that we brought anyway.
I love all the things they take away and they try to make it sound like it's good for you. Magical Express, the Magic Bands.
It seriously looked like they found a whole bunch of, like, just a crap ton of those cards from 10 years ago. And they're like, let's use these. I mean, seriously, what it seemed like.
I mean, do you remember when they started the Magic Band? It was like $2 billion investment. Now they're just like, the hell with it. We don't need it anymore. Yeah. You don't get them.
Yeah.
What is so fantastic and it completely overlooking is how easy it is to spend money. It's so easy with your Magic Band. And now if you have to reach behind and pull that thing out of your back pocket, you might double think if you need this.
I wonder what percentage, even if it's 5%. Of people that would rethink it. I mean, how much money is that over the course of a year or five years or 10 years? A lot of money. Yeah.
A lot.
You're right. Because if you're at the festival booth and you're in line at like Food and Wine or the Art Fest and you're like, I'll get this thing. And then you see there's like a beer. You're like, I'll get a beer too. And then you just scan your little band and you get it charged into the room.
Well, then they sell those little where you can buy the,
the gift cards. Yeah.
And you can just load it on that little thing, and guess what? That thing attaches right to your wrist. So why are they doing that? Because it makes it easy.
And they try to promote the, we want to do contactless, and we limit to seeing as many people as possible, but now you have to go in and check in, and now you have to use this card everywhere. And it's like, what do you guys make up your mind?
the magic band is like the perfect thing that you would think they would have invented for like Corona times. And now we're in coronavirus and like, we'll get rid of it.
Right.
And the other thing that I could never, I never figured out is you can only be, if you can, you have to be staying on property in order to charge on your magic band.
I don't know why they don't let you link a credit card. Yes.
Why? Yeah, because it charges back to your room.
Yes.
So somebody like me who's an annual pass holder, when I go, I can't use my magic band to charge.
To pay for something.
Because it has to go back to your room. And I'm like, why don't you just
charge your card?
Just use a card. I'm sure if you have a room, you can create a virtual room. So you could pretty much create like a resort.
Or just link your credit card for annual pass holders. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just Apple Pay. It's like boop.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, I don't know why it's a try to make it so easy.
Yeah. Yeah, they make it even difficult to use like the discounts. Like to use your annual pass discount, you have to take out the picture on your phone and show them and.
And the worst thing about it is whenever they scan your band, it still pops up on their thing that, oh, they're an annual pass holder. Well, let me see your card. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Like, you see it right there. I gave you my PIN number.
Exactly.
But they don't give you cards anymore. They stopped doing that. So now you have to pull it up on your app.
Yeah, your screenshot or your app or whatever. Yeah.
And I do a screenshot because 9 times out of 10, their app doesn't work. So I'm trying to show
them. Not working.
Somebody ate this page. So I do a screenshot. I mean, they do not make things easy. It's amazing. Isn't it amazing?
And yet we still line up to try to give them our money.
Yeah.
They make it difficult to take it. So what else? So you went to Magic Kingdom. Yeah, we're really only concerned about meals. So where'd you eat?
I was going to say we went to Disney Springs right after that. Yes. And it was interesting. I texted Mike that night and said I had 100% cheerleader night that night.
Disney Springs, 100% cheerleader. Did you get Earl of Sandwich?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
But we did all new stuff. We did all
new stuff? You probably got the cookie, right? The Gideon's cookie thing?
Yep. One other place.
What else is new for food down there?
Close to the cookie.
It's not the barbecue joint, is it?
No.
No. Yeah, go ahead.
So we went to Everglazed, the donut place.
Oh, so you didn't even have real food. You just ate sweets?
Yeah, we had a donut, then we went to Chef Art Smith's, and then we had a cookie after it.
Oh, jeez.
But, so the donut place is really good.
It looks really pretty good. I'm not a huge – I mean, I like donuts, but the fancy ones don't do a lot for me. I like cold brew coffee, though, and, like, they have some pretty cool-looking stuff that I've seen.
Yeah, so
what did that take the place of?
I don't know. I think it's a new – I mean, it's tucked away back – what is that over by? That's over by the NBA experience. I mean, it's way back there.
Hmm.
But, like, tucked away in some alley.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, yeah, so – but it was – whenever we first got to Disney Springs, so the cookie place.
Yeah, Gideon's.
So we had to – and this is a – it's a cluster to get it. So we got there at about 5 and walked over towards the cookie place, and you have to sign up in a virtual queue to get this thing.
They said the first day it reopened, like they had their soft opening, then the first day it officially opened, there was like 12-hour waits to get a freaking cookie.
Yep. So we signed up for this,
but not for 12 hours.
We signed up for this thing, and it was, I think they said it was 100 minutes. Whatever. So
but you don't have to wait there. You just come back at your time.
We went to dinner. So it was by the time, but we got notified during dinner, hey, it's time to come back to your spot in line or whatever. So we went back, and then we waited another 40 minutes in the actual line.
Jeez.
I mean, it was nuts, but
there's no food that's good enough to wait that long for.
It was good to do. I wouldn't do it again, but it was good. It really was.
It's still a cookie. I mean, there's nothing
I'll say we got a few of them and we made it last the entire weekend.
Still, I don't know. I can't. I mean, like I'll wait for like a meal, like a dining reservation, I'll wait a half hour, 45 minutes. But you waited 100 minutes, came back, and then still had to wait the 45 minutes, yeah. Which is insane to me.
But it was good. It was
That's
good.
Like Twin Oaks in the 80s, Mike.
Yeah.
You show up, you got to wait 150 minutes to get it.
Except Vinny, who throws a $30 spot and
greases the guy.
I'm saying it's good, but I wouldn't do it again. My wife walks downstairs and just looks at me and just shakes her head and is like, yeah, we're doing that again. It's like, okay.
Well, it's got to die down. I mean, it's all just like anything. Eventually, it won't be that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as soon as the next new thing opens up, there'll be nobody there.
Yeah. I mean, it looked pretty cool. The place looks cool itself, like, because it's like themed as an old bookstore, right?
Yeah, but it's like creepy bookstore.
Right.
Like,
yeah, it looks
like imagine walking into a haunted mansion type of thing.
It almost looks like a Harry Potter kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. I mean, they look good. The cookies look like crazy good. Like, yeah, enormous, I mean, they're good. But
yeah, they're a legit half pound each.
Yeah.
So they're
are you interested in that, Mike? You're not a sweets guy, so you
correct. Yeah, that's why I've kind of timed out over here.
I mean, what would you wait for any like that udon noodle bowl? Would you wait 45 minutes to get that thing?
No.
Is there any food like if they open something there?
I don't know that bone and ribeye at Shula's. I might wait 45 minutes for.
Like if it was at like a quick serve and you could like stand there and wait for it, like that's how long.
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. A steak, that would be okay. All right, what else? How was Art Smith? Good as always.
It was good. So, it's so weird. I ordered. They have off the menu. You can get an adult version of chicken fingers.
Hmm.
And they gave you like six chicken fingers plus you get a side. It was like $11.
Hmm.
But it was really good. So
I mean, they're
if you just want chicken, you don't want like all the you want thighs and legs and all of you just like I just want chicken, that's the way to go. Because I mean it's legit.
Just chicken. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah, I know my daughter's got the chicken finger kids meal when they went and they like I remember my oldest like she still talks about it how it's like the best chicken she ever had.
it's really good chicken. But yeah, so that wrapped up that day. Next day we went over to Animal Kingdom for the morning, and then we actually park hopped over to Epcot after that. So it was the first time we did park hopping.
Talk to me about that.
So whenever we left, well, we actually went back to the resort in between, but whenever we left Animal Kingdom, we asked them, hey, how do you park hop? And they're like, just go to your next park if you have a park hopper. And we're like, really? And they're like, yep. So I guess it's to the point that there's still people there, but it's not as busy as it was like around the New Year's whenever it first started. And yeah, you just would park hop like normal, but you can't do it until after 2.
Right.
Which they probably know who's all there by then. But no, so we pretty much just walked around both places all day. We just walked around Animal Kingdom for a couple hours, then went back to Epcot, walked around there for a couple hours.
Is this the first time you've been at the Festival of the Arts?
Have you done that? I think we did it a few years ago. Not much going on right now, though. It didn't seem like it.
I like actually looking at the art. I do like that festival just for going in the booths with the art and like checking all that out.
There was a lot in like walking from Spaceship Earth towards World Showcase, but once we got in the World Showcase, it didn't seem like there was much going on for it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
There were a lot of food booths set up, like with their artsy food type of thing.
That's what they're going to do. They're just going to turn the Festival of the Arts into just a food festival, get rid of all the art.
And that's what it seemed like. I mean, it really did seem that way. I mean, I didn't notice any paintings or any sculptures or anything like that going on. It was just, it seemed like food and wine again with different food.
Sounds about right. What'd you eat that day with Animal Kingdom and Epcot? Did you eat in the parks or did you eat back at the resort that day?
So that was the day we ate lunch at
Olivia's
and brought it back. And then at night, whenever we left Epcot, I went over to Disney Springs and picked up pizza and brought it back to our room.
Where'd you get the pizza from?
It's Pizza Point, I believe. It's right next to Marie and Enzo's.
Oh, how is that? I've seen the pictures. It looks pretty good.
It's very good. It's very good. I think we got three slices of pizza total, and it fed dinner for three slices. I mean, they're really big slices.
Yeah, that like they have little sandwiches too, like pre-made quarter sandwiches. Like that place looks pretty good from the pictures I've seen.
And it's never really busy, but it's probably the best pizza you can get at Disney.
Better than the Boardwalk Pizza window.
Yeah, I heard that review.
Better than Pizza Rizzo.
I don't know. That's pretty close.
Yeah,
I will say they know how to cook a pizza there. They don't burn the crust and undercook the toppings.
That's hard to do. That is hard to do. I have to say that review. Sounds pretty good though. Yeah, I mean that's something I would definitely check out in Disney Springs.
So, my wife is listening in from her office and leaves me notes here to say stuff. It's like, why don't you just join us? So yeah, they have the paint by number chalk art. When you're walking between Spaceship Earth and World Showcase.
I saw that.
Where they give you a number and you actually color in a square and eventually it turns into a giant thing. And they do have small booths to buy artwork in World Showcase. So I'm off the hook now.
Okay, there you go.
So yeah, that was our
Friday.
That was our Friday. And then Saturday it rained a little bit in the morning. But we went to Chef Mickey's in the morning.
Oh, Mike's been dying to go to Chef Mickey's.
I'm telling you what, their breakfast there. Now they added characters back, so they raised the price a little bit.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. But the food is really good.
So the characters like wave at you from like 45 feet away and now they charge you an extra $15 a head.
Exactly.
No, the price is reasonable now.
No, I think it was like $85 for two breakfasts.
Was it 40 change? I thought it would.
I think it was 42. Really? And then we had the annual pass discount.
Yeah, he said because they brought the characters back, Mike. They raised the prices up.
There you go. Because I think it was $2.90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple months ago. Okay. And that's when I was going to go. Yeah, $2.90 is fine. I'm not.
It was actually, I think it was $24 before they brought the characters back. So they raised it, I think, $17.
So you can like look at Mickey from 15 feet away.
Right.
Oh, there he is. Yep. Okay. How your tater tots taste any better?
Nope. But I'm telling you what, the food was really good. I mean, it was good. Really good. Yeah. I mean, really good.
Well, now it's the same thing that they've been doing all along, right? Where they kind of like have the platter with all the staples on there.
Yeah, they bring out like four different plates full. But they brought out new this time. They had like banana bread French toast.
That sounds good.
So they make banana bread. And then dip it in or fry it up.
Hmm.
Put, I think, Bananas Foster stuff on top of it.
I would try that. Sounds
okay. That sounds good.
But yeah, the food is good. I mean, I'm not going to complain about that. It's a little expensive, and again, it would be a good deal if the dining plan was around.
Yeah, because you could use your one credit for that and kind of make out. Yeah, that might be another thing that just goes away forever.
I don't know. They make a lot of money off that. A lot of people with unused credits and everything else.
That's true. That may come back.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're waiting until they can really fully open every restaurant. But I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
So yeah, we ended up walking over. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You go back to Magic Kingdom that day?
Yeah, we just walked over there. So it was nice because it rained up until about noon. But we didn't get over to Magic Kingdom until about then. So I think it rained for about a half hour while we were there. And then it was just, I mean, it was like 63, 65 the rest of the day. And we just spent the rest of the day there. Oh, and that reminded me. So we ended up getting that night a reservation at Liberty Tree Tavern.
Ooh.
We got it. Ended up getting a reservation at like 6 o'clock to sit down at 7. And that was the first time I've had it. And it was very good.
Liberty Tree's solid. I mean, you're in a park that has not a lot of good food options. Liberty Tree is...
That's the understatement of the evening, isn't it, Billy?
Well, I was trying to be nice. I mean, Liberty Tree would be good in any park. Like, you would still say that's a pretty solid option. But in Magic Kingdom, it's like a superstar.
Yeah. But yeah,
it's like, I mean, you know, remember back in the day when, like, the baseball teams, every team has to have an all-star? And, like, Jay Hillenbrand went for the Red Sox when they were terrible?
Yes.
Like, Liberty Tree is like the Shea Hillenbrand of restaurants, I think.
I'll buy that. I like that one.
Yeah. And it's fine. It's serviceable. If it was in Epcot, it would be like 10th option, maybe.
I don't know.
Seventh option.
The pot roast was really good that was on it.
That did they have the pork with the, like, mushrooms?
Yeah. So they had – it was that. It was the pork with mushrooms. They had the turkey, stuffing.
Potatoes,
mashed potatoes, green garlic, beans, garlic butter, garlic butter, green beans, mac and cheese. I don't know if I said that or not.
The mac and cheese isn't that good though. People like
it's okay.
Chris said the same thing. It's okay, but yeah, some people say it's fantastic. It's not.
Yeah, it's just it's literally it's plain. It's macaroni.
Yes. It's very plain. It's very bland. Yes,
but whenever they brought up the dessert.
That dessert's fantastic.
Do you know if you would ask for more, would they bring you more?
Yes.
They would.
They'll bring it to you. You could just you could sit down in there and say, just only bring me dessert. And just keep bringing it until I have
What'd you think of that, Potts?
The dessert. What's that? Oh, you ask Zach the dessert?
Yeah, Zach. What'd you think of that?
I thought it was very I wish so our daughter was getting tired, so we had to head out. I would have stayed there and ate another one.
You were kind of rushing through the end, get the bill, get out of there. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was really good.
There's nothing better than sitting back, loosening the belt a little, having a cup of coffee and having them bring out that dessert. And then you just take it slow. And then you want a little more? Sure. Bring it out. I'll have a little more dessert.
Having a cup of coffee with that is so money though, isn't it?
Oh, the coffee's perfect with that. Because you want a little bit of bitterness because it's so sweet. You need the bitterness of the coffee to help you out. That's the coffee, best. No, can't help you there. That's good though. The ooey gooey coffee cake is so good.
Yeah, it was the first time I ever had it.
How was it with the doing the birthday? Did she do anything different this time than last time? I know you went just a few months ago with her.
So she just started to be able to walk, like maybe a couple days before we went.
Oh, nice.
So she wanted nothing. She just wanted to walk around, but she is at the point where she doesn't want to wear shoes.
Oh, geez.
So it's hard to let her walk around, but she just wants to go. And she has a good idea of stuff going on around her. She loves characters, but hates rides. hates it.
Even like the little ones, like Dumbo and stuff like that.
So we went on Peter Pan and she lost her mind.
Oh, that's dark though. I can see that for a little kid not loving that. It's pretty dark in there.
We also took her on Triceratops Spin over at Animal Kingdom. That in that goofy little spin around dinosaur one.
Yeah, it's a Dumbo ride with dinosaurs. Not a fan of that either. Not a fan. Yeah, well. She'll grow into it.
Yeah, she'll grow into it. But no, we had a really good trip. I mean, it was great weather. Love going down that time of year because you don't have that 98 degrees and you walk outside and start sweating. But
playbook.
But you knocked another resort. You gotta love that, like a new resort. Like trying out the new resort. I saw your wife said you guys only have one more that you haven't stayed at, right?
So I have two. She has one.
But, okay, what are they? Because I asked her on Instagram, but I haven't followed up to see if she responded.
She did respond, yes.
So we have not stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
That's a great one when your daughter gets a little older do. What else have you not stayed at?
French Quarter.
I don't even – if you stayed at the other side, if you stayed at the Riverside, I count that.
doesn't count. It's that completely doesn't count
team, though. Yeah, but when it was Dixie, like, what if you stayed there when it was Dixie Landing? It was all one.
No, because I think it you was get still grandfathered
in. It's still French Quarter and Dixie Landings.
Yeah,
I think.
But that's like saying I haven't stayed at the 50s in Pop. I've only stayed at the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
No, I think it's like
saying you haven't stayed at All-Star Movies, but you've stayed at All-Star Music.
Even that's, yeah, I guess. I mean, I'd stay at both. I like
you're trying to get them on a technicality, but I completely agree.
All right, you're going to hammer them down.
I'll say I haven't even stepped foot on property there. Like, I haven't walked into the food court or anything.
Oh, so you haven't had the beignets, Pods?
Not good. I've had them at Disneyland.
Yeah,
but I haven't had them.
When we stayed at Riverside, I think I spent more time in French Quarter. We used their pool. We went to the food court more times. It was good.
Everything. I love French Quarter.
French Quarter is nice.
Hopefully they open it again.
Yeah. All right. On that note, we'll take our second break. Does that sound good?
Sounds good, Vance.
All right. We'll be right back. Episode 360 is in the books. We were talking to Zach about his recent trip. Anything else? Did we miss anything?
No. So, it's weird because we go down, like, it feels like every like 3 or 4 months, but our next trip's not until the 50th.
In October.
Yeah. So we're actually going to have your pass passes
for that, because those are all sold out already, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only day we got them for so far. But we're going down to Universal in May
for a
few days. Yeah, we're gonna see. We haven't been there in a few years, so we're gonna go down for a few days to Universal.
Staying at one of their resorts?
Yeah, we're gonna stay at the Hard Rock. So we're gonna. It's just gonna be my wife.
Nice. I haven't ever done any of them, but their resorts seem pretty nice.
Yeah, so a few years ago we stayed at one of them for a night. And it is really nice. So I guess the night staying at a couple of those, you get the express pass if you stay at whatever their deluxe resorts.
So
we'll get to see those.
Well, they have like the Pacifica, and then they have the Italian one. What's that one?
Yeah, Portofino Bay.
Portofino, yeah. I know Cabana Bay, you don't get the extra passes or anything. But that looks pretty cool, too. That one even has like a bowling alley in it and everything.
Yeah, they have the Lazy River at that hotel, I think.
We were going to stay there a couple years ago, but that whole trip got scrapped and we had to redo it. But regardless, anything else you want to add, Mike?
That's a negative, sir.
No? You're good, Zach? Got everything covered? Yep. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. You know where you could find us online on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at WDWBTG. Our website is WDWBTG.com. You can go to our YouTube channel, YouTube.com, search for WDW Beyond the Gates. Subscribe to us wherever you download your podcast. You can email the show, info@WDWBTG.com, Mike@WDWBTG.com, and Gary@WDWBTG.com. Zach, why don't you go ahead and plug your wife's travel agency?
Yeah, so if you guys are looking for somebody to help plan your getaway, either Disney, Universal, Disney Cruise Line's not sailing right now, and Disneyland's not open, but You need help planning a trip down there, reach out to my wife, Rachel Tilvis at Small World Big Fun on Facebook. And also, we're also starting our podcast back up. So if you go to Rachel Tilvis, smallworldbigfun.com, and see it there.
All right. Very good. That's going to do it for episode number 360 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. For our special guest, Zach, and for my co-host, Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-R-E.